Here we are on the Sunday before Easter, Palm Sunday. Hosanna. And in John chapter 12, 13, you know, all the Gospels do mention bits and pieces. And I think in our minds, oftentimes, we think of them all as one thing. But we've been in the Gospel of John, so I pulled a verse out of there. Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And of course, Fifth Sundays mean Testimony Sunday here at Liberty Vineyard Church, a tradition that we began to practice about 6 years ago. Think of all the testimonies. Thank you for having us say, who was it that, was it you, Beth? Was it you, Tamara? Who did the fill in the blank? Tamara, thank you. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and that is so wonderful. So instead of our usual sermon, we are all, and you on Zoom, are welcome to share stories with one another about how we have experienced God in recent months. And you know, you might have a tiny fragment of a snippet of a story that you may be able to share where you have experienced God's healing, provision or protection, fresh courage, freedom or comfort, a surprising divine appointment, some much-needed transformation of grace, the Spirit's peace or joy, or an awakening of faith, hope, or love. So in a few minutes, I want to invite you to be brave and share your snippet of a story. It's incredible how, when we do a seemingly small thing like that, it brings much-needed encouragement to others. And that, in turn, as we learned yesterday in our Living Joy small group, that will fill you with joy. We are actually more joyful when we give what we have to others, even when it seems small. So as I prepared and pondered and prayed, the Lord led me to a passage in a letter in which the Apostle Peter wrote to the early church. That's why I noticed the second Peter. This is from First Peter, but it is chock full of wisdom and instruction on how to cast all of our anxieties and cares on God and live carefree lives in the freedom and fullness of the Spirit. So I'm going to read the same passage in back to back in two different translations. This is 1 Peter 5, 5 to 10. All of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. For God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves, keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in faith, in your faith. For you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. And here it is in the vernacular, the message. All of you, leaders and followers alike, are to be down to earth with each other. For God has had it with the proud. But God takes delight in plain people. So be content with who you are and don't put on airs. God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you at the right time. Live carefree before God. He is most careful with you. Keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. You're not the only ones plunged into these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, will have you put together and on your feet for good. We may be plunged into hard times, but our generous God has great plans for us in Christ. When hearts are crushed, Jesus promises restoration and transformation. When bodies are broken, Jesus promises restoration and transformation. When minds are weary, Jesus promises restoration and transformation. When emotions are erratic, Jesus promises restoration and transformation. When spirits are wounded, Jesus promises restoration and transformation. When sin has gained a foothold or even a stronghold, Jesus promises restoration and transformation. When time is running out, Jesus promises restoration and transformation. When resources are scarce, Jesus promises restoration and transformation. When relationships are rocky, Jesus promises restoration and transformation. When things are traumatic, Jesus promises restoration and transformation. When pain is unbearable, Jesus promises restoration and transformation. When hope is lost, Jesus promises restoration and transformation. When faith is damaged, Jesus promises restoration and transformation. When love is hard, Jesus promises restoration and transformation. When life is in ruins, Jesus promises restoration and transformation. Come, Holy Spirit. Now let's share our stories now. Your story could be the cup of cool water through which God gives someone else hope, courage, or perseverance. Pay attention to what the Lord drops into your heart or mind today, and I encourage you to take a risk and share it, even if it seems too obvious or insignificant to possibly be of benefit. We need one another more than we know. In the kingdom of God, nothing is wasted, and we are God's beloved children in God's beautiful world.